It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. A Tuesday morning, and we have a lot to get into. Warriors and Pelicans tonight at Chase Center. ABC Sports Bay Area pre- and post-game live will be on, but the game will be aired on TNT, but you can also listen to it right here on 95.7 The Game. Shout out to our great friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Good morning to all the overnight workers, all the overnight dancers, all the graveyard shift workers, all the truck drivers, all the union workers, all the cops, firefighters, students, teachers, cops, you name it. You name it. Everybody out there, hopefully you're having a great, great morning, and please drive safely. We just had Baldy on. Talking some Niners and talking some football here. And I do want to kind of start with this one, Shasky, before we get into everything. Ask Baldy, hey, if you had a choice, what are you trading for? Wide receiver, defensive line? Do you think a lot of people would say defensive line on this football team? Or would they say wide receiver? Because I see a lot of rhetoric online about go get another wide receiver. You need wide receiver depth. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Is DeForest Buckner available? Is DJ Jones available? Denver's winning games, so I don't think so. The Colts, they continue to trot out Anthony Richardson, which tells me they're not really serious about winning football games.
Not to get too down the Anthony Richardson rabbit hole, but people who watch film say that he was actually significantly better than the numbers suggest, and that his wide receivers let him down. I'm not trying to defend him. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Did you watch him?
I watched portions of it.
It was all over the place. It was all over the place. I just don't. Maybe he is getting better. Maybe the film does say it. But in real time, it did not look pretty.
Would they trade DeForest Buckner to the Niners? Not in that division. I wouldn't. Like, as in, the division that they're in is still up for grabs.
Feels like Houston.
I agree, but it's open. You know, like, Houston's not a juggernaut.
They're not, but Houston swept. They swept Indianapolis, so they have the tiebreaker over them. They're 6-2. The Colts are 4-4. So essentially, they're three games back because they don't have the tiebreaker. I don't know. They play the Vikings this Sunday. Then they have Buffalo. Then they're at the Jets. Then they play the Lions. Maybe
trading DeForest Buckner would essentially mean that they're kind of.
I only bring it up because Rappaport and company on NFL Network brought it up. You know what I'm saying?
I want the Niners to do it. Do they? Okay. They don't need wide receiver help. Okay. Nope. This is a team that doesn't throw the ball 40 times a game. I do not think that they need wide receiver help. Plus, I think they have a guy in Jacob Cowan who I'd like, again, for my money, you can't find one or two touches a half for this guy. Like, okay, so you were going to pay a wide receiver $30 million. You are paying a wide receiver $30 million. And he was like a 4.5 target a game guy throughout the totality of his career. So, no, I do not think you need to trade for a wide receiver. Yes, I want to trade for a defensive lineman. I would love to do that, whether it's a D-tackle, whether it's an edge rusher. I think Floyd's been okay. I expected more. Bosa's really turned it on the last couple of weeks. Can you get Greenlaw back?
Floyd's been disappointing.
If Greenlaw doesn't come back, I can make an argument linebacker is a need.
Ooh, because D-Winter's a concussion protocol. The linebacker for the Patriots is with the Kansas City. You see that? It was like a sixth-round pick or something, fifth-round pick.
Why is anyone trading with Kansas City?
Well, if you're a bottom-feeding team, you know they have picks, and they'll give it up because they're in win-now mode.
You bring up wide receiver, and I don't know if you saw the report, but I might have sent it to the thread about Brandon Ayuk. He still hasn't had the surgery yet, and his leg is really sore. And they think that not only does he have ACL, MCL, but he also has a meniscus thing. Like,
meniscus hurts.
I feel so bad for him. Just, I gutted for the guy.
He was hurting. I watched a video with Brandon Ayuk. Somebody sent it to me yesterday, and he was discussing. He's talked a lot this year, man. He's usually a quiet guy, and you can kind of see him speaking and kind of tapping in with the fan base, man. And what a tough 6 month stretch for him. Now he gets his contract. He's under contract, which is good. You know, imagine if he didn't get the contract. how would you fund Foreman then? If he didn't get to, he played on the $14 million and he came into camp and he did that. He tore his ACL and MCL and had a meniscus situation.
Well, it would be unfortunate.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
Like, I agree.
The team, it would be better. But for the player, you know, in this league, I'm all for the player getting their money. So I pray for a speedy recovery for Brandon Ayuk, and hopefully he can get back to doing the things that he can do, and hopefully this is not a lingering issue. But, you know, when you tear your ACL and MCL, it takes you 2 years to fully recover and be yourself. So you're already looking at next season saying, what are the expectations for Brandon Ayuk?
I don't have any.
Not going to be high.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Not going to be high at all.
But this is why, like, the Pearsall being good is very important for them to continue to utilize him. And then I would just try to mix him in. Like, Connelly had a drop in the game. It was slightly underthrown by Brock. I still think that Connelly should make the play. And he didn't line up proper twice, causing a big infraction. And it's just like, you go from third and two to third and seven. Like, that's how you lose games. You know, and Connelly has had contributions on this team. He's not a guy that I would single out as someone who's not contributed. He has contributed in the past. But moving forward, I want to see Cowan get a couple of looks.
Yeah.
He just gives you a dynamic speed element that is so sorely missed. And then the other thing is this, and this is where I worry a little, like, Kittle's been awesome. He's also on the injury report every single week. And so maybe having someone else take a couple of hits over the middle that otherwise would go to Kittle, you know, you got to kind of protect him. I know you're in no position because you don't have the record to try to, like, you know, put him on ice a little, but you also have to be very careful. Like, he is older.
Yeah.
So, like, there's, gosh, man, it's just tough.
But you know what? He's got to play.
No doubt.
He's got to play. He's got to play. You know, and so, you know, we can bubble wrap these guys all we want, but it's pro football. It's pro football. So, he's going to have to play. It'd be nice to have a second tight end, but it is what it is. It is what it is. All right. Antonio Daniels is going to join us at 9:20. He'll talk some Pelicans, and we'll get back into the Golden State Warriors. But I want to play man, I just saw it on the board. I guess you took it off. Josh Sterling had a funny Tiasco Hernandez call. I saw it on the board. Never mind. Sports Karma. What you got for me when it comes to Sports Karma, Shasky?
Well, let's play the play from the other day. And if you haven't seen the viral video, it's all over the internet where the cornerback for the Chicago Bears, as the play is hiking, he's got his back turned to the actual play, and he's looking into the stands, and he's, like, pointing. I couldn't tell if he was waving bye-bye or pointing and jarring.
Tyreek Stevenson.
Kane's legend, Tyreek Stevenson.
No wonder he was talking that talk, because the Hurricanes know how to talk that talk.
Well, and then as the play is, like, kind of developing, he's unaware that it's going on. So here's the play.
Comes down to one last play, and it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
And I'm watching that, and I'm going, after seeing the replay, I couldn't believe they even jumped in with Sunday Night Football at halftime. They're like, you have to see this particular highlight from the angle of the fans. And it shows the guy coming over late, and he's the one that gets hit from behind and deflects it backwards, which creates it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I believe in it. I wonder how many people out there. And I'll ask you, Bonte, do you believe in sports karma?
A little bit. Now, what Baldy was saying there with Tyreek Stevenson, he was kind of, which I hadn't heard before, but Baldy was calling the game for Westwood One Sports, and he said he was kind of playing up to Bears fans, as Bear fans was there, which, I mean, the play's going on 4 seconds left.
Game's
and
you're
going
over.
Back and forth. Yeah, you're going back and forth, and you're talking that talk. It's a terrible look, and he had to apologize to his teammates. Is there sports karma? Sure. You know, say if you fire a coach prematurely. Like, I look at the New York Jets right now. Is that sports karma? Is that just bad luck?
Ooh.
Robert Saleh gets fired. They now go to 0-3. 0-3. It's unbelievable what's going on with the New York Jets. Maybe it's karma because the defense is playing well. The previous two games when Salah was coaching, they gave up 10 points to Denver. And it went, they would go to London, and it wasn't Salah's fault that Aaron Rodgers threw three picks. It wasn't. So, is that karma? You know, are the Warriors suffering from karma with the basketball gods and everything that's happened over the last couple of years? 888-957-9570. Do you believe in sports karma?
It's hard to not look at the Cleveland Browns situation and like, ugh.
Yeah.
Is there a higher power like involved in this? I mean, geez Louise, it was like this dark cloud over them. The minute that guy goes away, Deshaun Watson, it's like the skies open up and Jameis is like sent from heaven for them, which is irony because Jameis is just hilarious. And it's just, it's like it changed everything. I'm thinking of like plays in like where people are celebrating prematurely. You know, Deshaun Jackson, you know, literally dropping the ball before hitting the end zone.
Yeah.
Things like that, where you are celebrating on the field before the play is over.
Yeah, so a single play.
I see a lot in baseball where a pitcher throws up and in or throws at someone and then talks that talk, and only to have that batter come back around either within the same at-bat or another at-bat and hit a home run.
Yeah, that's true. Now, 405 says, Judge and Giants karma. Well, Judge, didn't he mess around and win an MVP last year?
Yeah, but the Giants got a home run hit off them in the very first at-bat against them, and that felt karmatic.
And then, you know what? This year, he came to Oracle Park, and he had two home runs on a Friday night. So I'm not sure that correlates.
Well, how about this one? Super Bowl, Leon Lett. This is Sports Karma 101. Thanksgiving. Oh, not the, excuse me, not the Super Bowl.
Thanksgiving, not the Super Bowl, because I was going to say they won 52-17. Yeah.
Sort it out.
And there's 3 seconds left on the clock.
92, Tolbert gets his hand up in the air and knocks the ball. No, it's not 92, it's 97.
Jimmy Jones.
Now someone touches the football here. Watch what happens. It's Leon Lett. No!
Oh, Lett, who is haunted by his Super Bowl misplay. And the ball goes into the end zone. They say it was touched at the one-yard line.
Famously, Leon Lett in the Super Bowl that they're referencing is running down with a huge lead against the Bills, and Don Beebe is flying in, and he slows down before he's about to hit the end zone, and Don Beebe strips him right before he goes in, and it was total sports karma, and it followed him and haunted him the rest of his career.
You know, I'll never forget watching that game live. Was that a game that had snow?
Correct. Yes. It was really snowy. Yeah. Jerry was there, too. He was on the sideline celebrating like they won.
It was snowing. Obviously, it was in the height of the Niners-Cowboys rivalry. I'll never forget that game. I'll never forget watching that game live, and I was jumping up and down saying, he touched the ball. He touched the ball, and he lost. Now, the Super Bowl, what happened, you know, with Don Beebe, I thought was just one of the all-time not quitting. I'm going to play hard to the final whistle, even though we're getting blown out. That was inspirational to see Don Beebe do that in the Super Bowl. But the Cowboys are up 52-17. Now, you hear Dick Enberg and Bob Trippi on the call, the longtime NBC crew. They're the A crew for a long time on NBC Sports, Bob Trippi and Dick Enberg. But that game right there, it's like, Leon Lett, what are you doing? Get away, get away, get away.
And then, like, another one that I think about all the time in terms of sports karma is Matt Hasselbeck in the playoffs against the Green Bay Packers saying, we want the ball and we're going to score. And then immediately throwing a pick six. That's one of the all-time ones.
That is all-time. That is all-time. We're going to score. That is... I wanted him to score, too.
We all hated the Packers.
To score too. I wanted him to score so bad. So if you got any moments, sports karma, anything karmatic that's happened in pro sports, you say, yeah, that's karma. That's karma for them. That's karma. You got anything? Oh, Stafford versus Cal. The band is out on the field.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
We want the ball. We're going to score.
System here at Lambeau Field saying we want the ball and we're going to score.
Hasselbeck was partly right. One of his passes did lead to a score.
The pass is picked off. Intercepted. Back the other way. The Green Bay Packers advance.
I mean,
who was that? Mike McKenzie with the interception? With the dreadlocks? It was unbelievable. Pick six, overtime.
It was either him or Al Harris, right?
Al Harris.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Phenomenal knowledge.
Lambeau Field.
Well, I got one I'll throw in here. In honor of the Sharks' first win last night, I want to go back to what was the second round of the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs against the Golden Knights. Game 7 was someone on the Knights took Joe Pavelski out, knocked him down. He's bleeding on the ice. And then so he has to come out.
Major penalty.
They got that 10-minute major, and the Sharks rally back to beat the Knights.
Score
in that Game 7. Four straight goals right there to take the win. So I'll give a little sports karma to the Sharks there.
Hey, that was the same night. Because I was at the tank that night. I'll never forget. I swear to God, I was at the tank. And it was the same night where Damian Lillard waved bye-bye to the Oklahoma City Thunder with the 35-foot three-point shot. Why are you laughing?
Because Dame Lillard was going to be on my list, because earlier in that game, they were taunting him as he said goodbye at the very end. He got the last laugh.
It happened. So check it out. When that shot happened, because I had it on my laptop at the tank, and the tank scored crap. I've never been in a building that loud. I swear to God. That place was on fire. And I went to the presser with the Golden Knights, and the coach was just ripping the referees for the major. They didn't think it was a major or whatnot. Pavelski was beat up, but they scored four goals. Boom. But the Knights tied it. So there was a brick in the action. It was going to overtime. Brick in the action. Tink scored crazy. And it was like, oh, wait. And I think it was Roxy. JD was there. It's like, the Blazers have the ball in final possession. And he's sitting there with Paul Charles. I'm like, what is he doing? You got to attack the basket. And he stepped back from 35 feet and wave bye-bye to Oklahoma City and Russell Westbrook.
I remember someone after that game was like on the Thunder, they were asked about that shot, and he was like, oh, that was a bad shot or something like that. And then that quote was relayed to Dame, and Dame's like, that was bad defense.
Yeah.
Might have been Paul George that said that.
Paul George, I think, did say that.
Now, when you're talking about shots going in with Dame Lillard, I think of bad sports karma as a shot not going in that's an all-time meme, which is the Nick Young meme, where Nick Young shoots the shot, thinks it's going in, and turns around to celebrate, and it clearly is not going in.
No, no doubt.
Isn't that an all-time gif?
The meme was great. It's an all-time gif. All-time. Michael Strahan, this is good. Comcast Business Text Line. Michael Strahan pointing at the scoreboard in a divisional round game at Candlestick Park. Not divisional round, it was a wild card game between the Niners and the Giants.
0-2.
When they were down 38-14, and T.O. scored, it was 38-22, and Strahan still pointing at the scoreboard. T.O.'s like, okay, watch this.
They were talking so much smack in that game. Sean Williams, the DB, was, and Seahorn were talking crazy.
Yeah, they were talking crazy.
Shocking. Caught a touchdown, or maybe it was a ball near the goal line, and like spit into the crowd. I mean, Shockey was out of
He spun the camera to the Giants.
He was out of control.
It was unbelievable. What about the dude in the Olympics doing the mellow? That was Bojan Bogdanovic. He was doing the mellow. Carmelo Anthony got up from his courtside seat in the Olympic game against Serbia. Boy, that was tough because they were up 15. Late third quarter, I text you guys. I said, man, this is over. USA is about to lose. But karma got him. Oh, no. How much do you guys believe in karma out there? 888-957-9570. Is it karma, or is it just things happening?
I got a good one. Sam Lubman reminded me of this because it's a little more low-key, but everyone loves to hate this guy, whether you're a Laker fan or a Warrior fan. Dylan Brooks going at LeBron James and trying to get in his head, quote-unquote, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That's an all-timer. Hell, Lance Stephenson trying to do it for the Pacers way back when. How many people have tried to get in LeBron's dome and it just doesn't work?
Oh, dude, what about Dylan Brooks blowing doing it to Steph Curry?
It was so good.
What about with Steph Curry? And Steph Curry ices him up in Houston, Texas, crosses him over, goes around the back and splashes. Dylan Brooks has been on the wrong. By the way, we see Dylan the Villain this Saturday because the Houston Rockets.
Dylan the Villain this Saturday.
Dylan the Villain this Saturday.
The Rockets coming out to play.
Oh, that was another one. I mean, that's a great one. Some would say that Draymond's got a whole list of karma.
He's all over the karma.
I mean,
sphere.
He is just like, I mean,
absolutely incredible.
Taylor Swift.
Karma's a guy on the scene.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know where you were going.
So that's
with that.
A lyric from the song.
Oh.
Oh, hey, my Taylor Swift knowledge.
You'll get there.
Flew over my head.
You're getting there, though.
Shake it off.
That's about it.
Clean it up, Auntie.
Why do I need to clean it up? I don't need to clean it up.
Got to clean up your Taylor Swift knowledge.
No, I don't. No, I do not. I'm hoping she phases out of Taylor Swift, so when it's time to go to a Taylor Swift concert, she won't care about it, because you see the tickets for Taylor Swift concerts?
They're also like 3.5 hours long, just her performances. So you'd have to take her there and probably your little friends, Bonte, and just be hanging out on your phone, just relaxing.
There's
watch the Warriors
movie,
game.
I mean, there's a new M. Night Shyamalan movie out right now that I got like 10 minutes into and fell asleep, where he takes his daughter to a concert. That's the beginning of the movie. It's all at a concert. She's supposed to be the Taylor Swift of the movie, and like his daughter's like all into it and everything. So I'm envisioning Bonte as Josh Hartnett in whatever this M. Night Shyamalan.
Wow, Josh Hartnett. There's a pull.
Nosebleeds are like $800, $900 for the Taylor Swift concerts, right? Like nosebleeds.
You gotta just do what a lot of people do and just stand outside the stadium and listen to the music from there.
What?
Oh, you didn't see those videos? There were like literally thousands of people that would be like just chilling outside of the stadium, like singing along to all the songs, because obviously the music carries. And so you see these videos, just people everywhere.
Love it. Keep it real. That's something you would do, huh?
No, I would not do that.
When they built AT&T Park, I remember one of the selling points was you'll be able to walk along the arcade and you'll be able to watch an entire game without actually going in. And I think that they don't allow you to just like watch the game anymore over there, do they?
They clear you out every three innings.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. This is a good one. 5-1-0. Dusty Baker pulling Russ Ortiz and giving him the game ball in the World Series.
It's a great game one. You never give the game ball away before the game's over.
I didn't know this because a little before, I remember the game, but I don't remember Brent Jones talking about the Super Bowl during the Giants NFC Championship game before Roger Craig's fumble. Oh, yeah, this is a really good one. This is big time karma. He got his ass kicked. I like this one. This is outside the box. Comcast Business Text Line 831. Antonio Margarito, who wants what did he do to his gloves? He doctored his gloves against Miguel Cotto, and it was really bad. Shea Mosley called him before. But anyway, Antonio Margarito mocked Freddie Roach for Parkinson's. Then he got his ass kicked by Manny Pacquiao. He got destroyed.
You can't mock someone for that. Come
but
on.
he had what did it? Antonio Margarito.
Was that like the plaster in his gloves or something like that?
Plaster in his gloves.
Yeah, I remember that.
Before he fought Shea Mosley, Nazeem Richardson, a longtime trainer for Bernard Hopkins, was then training Shea Mosley. They were, when they tape up the gloves, they check it out. And they're like, hold on, this is not right. You got plaster in the gloves. So they took it out and they caught it right before Shea Mosley was going to fight Antonio Margarito. But the way he beat Miguel Cotto, it was like, wait a minute. This is different. Like, Mikel's like, whoa, what's going on here? So he was basically, the plaster basically made it concrete to make the put more emphasis on his shots there. And Miguel Cotto took a beating at Madison Square Garden. So they had a rematch. Miguel Cotto got his get back. But Margarito's one of the dirtiest boxers ever. He was mocking Freddie Roach with the Parkinson's and whatnot. Manny Pacquiao said, okay, watch this.
I feel like there's so many, like if you go to like mixed martial arts or boxing, like the amount of S-talking that you do leading up to that, there's just so much of that karma involved, right? Like some of it's for show, but like I think of Conor McGregor versus Khabib. How much talking did Conor do? And Khabib Ronda just didn't Rousey. Say anything.
Well, she was never the same.
Oh, yeah.
Her career was like over.
Oh, she was done.
She went to WWE Holly real quick.
Holly Holm, she made a lot of money. Conor, though, he like threw a chair into the bus and it injured somebody.
Yeah,
he talked about the religion. Yeah. And Khabib was about that life.
Well, and I was thinking like the ultimate sports karma for the Bay Area and nationally. It's like Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds kind of treating people like crap for a long, 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 long time. I'm not even talking about the writers, just everyone. And then, everyone's like, yeah, well, we're never letting you into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well,
David Ortiz smiled a little. We like him where he's in,
Yeah.
A-Rod's, he smiled a little. Everybody let him back into baseball. It's just something to think about.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Pacquiao stays in the locker room to watch the Heat in the finals, making a fight weight, then loses to Tim Bradley. Well, he got screwed on the decision. That was a screw job there. Sports karma, 888-957-9570, if you want to chime in. Any sports karma, do you believe it's, first of all, do you even believe in sports karma? That's what I want to know. If you do you have an example of something that happened when it came to sports karma?
And I have a list. I call it a 12-pack. Of questions regarding the Warriors
that
I want Mr. Warrior, Bonte Hill, to try to break down. And I want to hear from the fans. I'm really fired up for this two-game stretch for the Warriors. And without Steph Curry,
Steiny's the real Mr. Hoyer.
Well, if I want salty Steiny opinions, you know.
He was salty yesterday. Steiny was in the mood. All right, we got to go. Brought to you by Safeway, Northern California Division.
But ain't nothing you can do about
it. All right. Hey, check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shaq.
All right, San Leandro Mo. 50 Cent, by the way. That was Lloyd Banks, but I did a deep dive on 50 Cent last night. I didn't realize how much him and his son, his oldest son, beef. He's like, yeah, my estate and everything, is gonna, my inheritance is going to go to my 12-year-old son. Not my 27-year-old. They're like, totally fine. It's weird. Anyway, well, speaking of him,
there ain't nothing you can do about it.
I guess there's nothing you can do about it, Marquise.
50 Cent should have been the one that performing yesterday, right? For just going by like artists that are bigger in New York.
Gosh. Seen him on a baseball diamond.
Well, not throwing the pitch, but just a perform. Yeah. Like, I'd rather hear from 50 Cent than Fat Joe.
Jeter's first pitch was pretty good.
When I think of the Yankees and rappers, I probably go Jay-Z, maybe LL, because of the hats, you know?
But you probably can't go Jay-Z right now. There's rumors swirling. So what about DMC? You bring out some version of Run DMC. I know Jam Master Jay has passed away. I think 50 is from Queens, huh?
Hell, Alicia Keys you could have done. Empire State of Mind.
Yeah, you could have done some of that. What about Jada Kiss? Yeah, I don't... Boy. I got to say this. By the way, most wanted tickets in the Bay Area are here. It's Hip Hop Made the Bay, story too short. Ja Rule, Bone Thugs, and DJ Quick, Friday, November 1st at the SAP Center. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now at Ticketmaster.com.
Because on Ja Rule, he's from New York City, right?
Yes. Where is Ja? I'm just going to address this real quick, and bear with me, fellas. We're going to get to the calls about sports karma. But I just saw a text, and, you know, this has been kind of weighing on my mind, too. 925. No one's going to talk about Bosa crashing the interview with the Make America Great hat. Nobody's going to talk about that. And I happened during the break to open up an article about Jim Trotter, longtime writer for NFL Network. He's been around the league for a long, long time, Sports Illustrated. And he says that the New York Times watered down his Nick Bosa column. He was told that he'd be in violation of the New York Times journalistic standards regarding sports and political commentary. And it's very interesting. It's very interesting how this story is going to play out because I don't think it's going anywhere, folks. I really don't. I really don't think it's going anywhere. And I remember being in the mist when I first started at 95.7 a game. That was the season in which Kaepernick started kneeling for the national anthem, which a Marine told him, saying, hey, instead of sitting, why don't you just kneel? That's one way to protest. And I just remember Kaepernick getting peppered over and over with questions. And he sat there like a man, and he answered every single question. Now, whether or not we liked the answers, he still answered them. And he gave us his reason on why he was doing things. And I think just like Bomani Jones, I was watching him yesterday, he was discussing the situation. He said, look, whether you wear the hat or not, that's irrelevant. He goes, but a lot of people get told to shut up and dribble. And well, I actually want to hear why you did it instead of just kind of dismissing it. And the follow-ups. I mean, look, man, I'm not trying to rip 49er beat writers or whoever is in that press conference or whatnot. That's a huge story. And the follow-up questions to it was a bit underwhelming.
Well, I think that I differentiate all of these things. Like, personally, this is my personal belief. I don't want to hear from Popovich. I don't want to hear from Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, on who they're voting for. That's their opinions. They can do whatever they want. Popovich takes entire press conferences after games, before games, to say whatever he wants. At the same time, I don't care if Tom Brady has a MAGA hat in his locker or if that's what Nick Bosa wants to put on there. To your point about him ducking the question, well, that is a little like, hey, if you're going to do it, you know, you hijack the moment from your teammates. Yep. You have the platform now in your postgame to do what Popovich did, and you chose not to do it. it is the media's, I guess, discretion to figure out whether they want to follow up or not. They didn't, which was, you know, whatever. But like, I remember when we went over to Boston, this is like kind of my setting on this. Went over to Boston and I did a bunch of hits for their like TV. They're equivalent to NBC Bay Area.
NBC
they're like
Sports Boston.
Steve Kerr's gun opinions and his opinions on the border and this. And I was like, I don't care at all. I come to sports for sports. Yeah. Now, is there overlapping sections of things like that? For sure. And when those moments in time happen, we can discuss them or whatever. But like, I want to talk about Steve Kerr's rotations. And,
I'm with you.
And him being a championship coach and this, that, and the other. So like, ends up happening though, and B is this, is that you open the door on this and everyone comes cavalcading in and it becomes a bunch of people either having confirmation bias or telling you you're an idiot, depending on what.
Let's take a look at this. It's coming down to this, a black and white thing. That's exactly what it's coming down to. And a lot of people feel like there's a double standard. You know, there was a host here, I remember one Saturday afternoon, where people were talking about shut up and dribble. Players should just shut up and dribble. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Michael Jordan got ripped for not being too outspoken about certain rights, and then players started being outspoken, which I think hurt the game in terms of viewership, because I still run into people, they say, we don't watch basketball anymore after the Black Lives Movement was on the court and this and that. And that's their choice. I'm with you in terms of I don't want politics in my sports. I'd rather just, when I watch sports, it's my escape from everything. But I am eager to see what the standard is here, and whether or not there is a double standard, because the Kaepernick stuff happened right here in our backyard.
But,
and I was in the middle of it, and everybody had no problem talking about what was going on with Colin Kaepernick. I mean, we did shows on top of shows on top of shows, and I was like, I'm tired of talking about it. And there was no right answer. It's everybody's opinion or whatnot. But Bosa, I think people were eager to see what happens with Bosa, who is white, and Kaepernick obviously being black. He's black and white, but, you know, obviously he's black. So I'm just eager to see it, because a lot of people are coming out speaking, saying, we want to hear from Bosa. We want to hear more why he wore the hat. Why didn't he stand on business at the podium? And that's all that is. I don't care who he votes for. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care who Spinotti votes for. We don't even talk politics outside of work. We try to have fun here. And do I believe Nick Bosa's racist? Absolutely not. How many black guys he's played with at Ohio State? Saquon Thomas down in Florida? His black teammates here with the 49ers? I don't think Bosa has a racist bone in his body. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's racist, nor am I calling him that. There's a lot of people who are now, and we're in the market of it, and we're already seeing it. What's up with their media out there? They didn't follow up on that? They're not talking about it? And so that's, it's just the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion. So
I think also, like, when I look back, again, I'm looking back on it. I wasn't in the media at the time of the Kaepernick thing, but it's very different. So, like, for example, like, I view them very different. I think that the Kaepernick message got hijacked. That's just my personal opinion. And I think that once we evoked the flag and he wore pig socks, everything started spiraling out of control. He also made statements about the NFL and comparing it to slavery and stuff. So there was a lot more than him just endorsing a candidate by wearing a hat, which whatever people see when they see that image is what they see, right? Some people see it as the person they're going to vote for. Other people see it as a form of X, Y, and Z racism or division amongst the country, right? So I understand that can be triggering or confirming depending on how you view it. The Kaepernick thing to me was a little different than what Bosa did, but I do understand your point about follow-up, and that I think is definitely fair. Here's where I come down.
Also, too, though, Shots, got to remember that came on a night where there was a rally for Trump in New York City, and you see the clips, and you see everything that was discussed at that rally, where it was like, whoa, there's some racism.
I'm not surprised that Nick Bosa is voting for Donald Trump.
It's not about that. I'm not even going there. I'm saying the day he wore the hat happened hours after a rally in New York City at Madison Square Garden, where a lot of things were said at that rally, which doesn't sit well with a lot of black folks, Latin folks, a lot of racial jokes that wasn't funny, some misogynistic things that were said. It was like, whoa, what's going on? And so I think that's where some of the outrage is. It's like, on that day?
Well, my big takeaway on this was like, forget the political side of it. Dude, it's Isaac Arendo's moment on Sunday Night Football, and you come storming in, and now you've hijacked. This kid might not ever get. CMC might come back, or Jordan Mason might come back. You'll never get this opportunity again. Come on, man.
No doubt.
Like, you didn't need to photobomb them at that moment.
No doubt.
That's the way I would look at it, and it was kind of like unnecessary. And look, and now we're talking about this,
right?
And not talking about the game,
right? No doubt. And it became the story. It was like, damn.
I just don't look to sport. Most sports athletes for my opinions on the world.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't even like talking about this stuff publicly.
Just like people don't come to me for my opinions on San Francisco politics, even though at times I joke around and spew them out. People don't come to Nick. I don't go to Nick Bosa or Steph Curry or Steve Kerr or Popovich or whoever you lie down on. I don't go to any of them.
No doubt.
For my particular beliefs on how to run this country.
Let's move on here and go to Will in Petaluma. We're going to segue back to Sports Karma. Sports Karma, that's our political moment. Political minute, I should say. Will in Petaluma, what's happening?
You're on the West. Hey, what's up?
What's up, Will?
So I just got after the Steelers win yesterday, it's only fair to bring up Juju Smith-Schuster and his dancing on the logo. Then getting absolutely blown up by the Browns. Blown up. Forced fumble and everything. And it's hard to say. It's hard to say being a Steelers fan, but hey, man, he deserved it. Karma's karma.
Karma's karma. Karma's karma. What about you, Diane, in Walnut Creek? Sports karma. Sports karma. What's up, Diane?
Hi. My sports karma is about Milwaukee Bucks. And when they took Drew Holiday in, they did really well. And then they got rid of Drew Holiday and their coach, Boonholzer, is that his name? Everything fell apart. And I felt like they had karma, like they shouldn't have done that.
That is.
Getting rid of that coach and Drew Holiday.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all I have.
Good call. You know, that's a good call, because what did Andrew Griffith start? He was like 30-13? And now Doc, I saw the record yesterday. I think Doc's like under 500 since he's been named head coach in the Milwaukee Bucks. He was bent over and Peyton Pritchard hit a buzzer beating three.
Doc might
third
help
quarter.
Us get Giannis.
He just might. Watching that game yesterday, I was like, ooh, okay, Giannis. All right. Let's go. Here we go. Boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. 888-957-9570. Sports karma. Sports karma. Anything karmatic here? Deshaun Jackson. Now, Deshaun Jackson, when he did fumble that football or let the ball go at the goal line, they ended up winning that game, right? Philadelphia Eagles?
I don't even remember. That game.
Monday Night Football?
But him slowing down and, like, it's just, I mean, come on, dude. You got to get through the end zone.
Kyle Pitts almost did it against Tampa.
I know. I thought he did, actually. And I also watched another one, old back in the day, Steelers versus the Bears. The Bears are wearing throwback helmets, and they block a kick, and the guy gets all the way to the end and starts slowing down with the ball in his hand like a loaf of bread and gets stripped at the one.
Wow. Now, how about this? I saw a text earlier in the Comcast Business text line.
I've seen lots of texts on the Comcast Business text
right
line.
Well, right now, Trump politics. I mean, I don't know how many idiots I've been calling.
Unlimited possibilities.
In the last 5 minutes, I've been calling an effing idiot about 15 times.
I've had enough.
One is the 49ers. The karma of losing or leaving Candlestick Park and going out of Santa Clara, moving out of the city.
People still bring that up. But no one brought that up last year when they won an NFC Championship game.
I told you. When they lose, we start talking about the stadium.
It's just crazy.
Like Niner Nick did a video a couple weeks ago. Talk about the game. He goes, in this stadium. And it's like, when in doubt, talk about the stadium.
And I mean, I look at the Warriors. They win the championship at Chase Center. The very next year, it's like, we've got a Chase Center problem. I think they went undefeated in the playoffs.
Right. Let's go to Will and Moran. He's got some sports comma stuff to get off his chest. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. My favorite sports karma of all time has to be Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz won. Off of 10 days' notice, Conor McGregor is talking all this trash to Nate Diaz, telling him he's going to bury this little skinny Mexican in the Las Vegas desert. You have no shot. You're a little rat from Stockton. You're a poor boy. Gosh. Nate Diaz, 10 days' notice, destroys Conor McGregor. Not only does he beat him on the feet, He takes him to the. Conor McGregor is so overwhelmed. He shoots in on Nate Diaz and gets submitted in under a minute in front of GSP, Dana White, The Rock. Everybody was there to watch Nate Diaz get crushed by Conor McGregor, the notorious guy calling his shot. Mystic Mac got choked out, and Nate Diaz took his head home. That was the best sports karma. Thanks for taking my call. I love you guys.
Right on, Will. It is. I mean, he started hurling these. He started going to religion. Like, he came at Khabib and started talking about his religion and his father's like, dude, just talk trash.
Conor McGregor.
Or you got to get racist, man. It's
just Conor McGregor.
It's just that he's done. I mean, he's never fighting it out.
It's like the way I view Pete Rose. Like, I truly believe, I believe in life karma, okay? It may take years, all right, for something to come out. But I believe, like, if you're a horrible person, eventually it will catch up to you.
Yeah.
That's just the way I believe it. And, like, Conor McGregor, I think he's a bad guy. I just think he's a bad guy. Like, Trevor Bauer, right? I don't. Everyone's like, he's innocent. He's this. He's that. I don't know. But I know he was very condescending and mean to a lot of people behind the scenes who have stepped forward. And I'm like, this is what happens. Like, when people have an opportunity to get you out of the building and they no longer deem you to be worthy, like, it does catch up to you at some point, whether you were guilty of the crimes, the harsh crimes that you were accused of, or just a bad dude like Pete Rose. I think he was just a bad guy.
Yeah, turned out to be a bad guy.
I think he's just a bad guy.
How about this one? 405 Comcast Business text line. He says Homer Bailey, but it was Matt Latos. When he signed to baseball, I hate San Francisco. And in game 5, NLDS, he gets off the grand salami to Buster Posey, and the baseball hits the Matt Latos side up there in left field. It was unbelievable.
Didn't he also break Dave Fleming's like car window?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Flynn's got some beef with him. Flynn's got some beef.
God, those were the days.
Let's go to Charlie in San Francisco. Charlie, what's happening, man? You're on a roast.
What up, B? It's Charlie, man. We talked yesterday, brother.
Oh, what's
how you
up,
doing?
Charlie? What up, Charlie?
What's up, bro?
All right. So, 2011, okay, NBA Finals. D-Wade and King James. Mark Nowitzki being shot. You remember that?
Yep.
And then I think Dirk dropped like 30 in game 5, and then the Mavericks took it in 6 that series. So, that was a huge bowl of karma for those two.
No, that's a good call. They did. They walked into the arena, no doubt. And then Dirk. Whew. Dirk went nuts. Dirk, that was, you know, when I think about Kevin Durant in 2019, before he got hurt, he was on a run where he had a 50-burger, 40-burger. Go look at Kevin Durant's game log. It was reminding me of Dirk Nowitzki in that run back in 2011. They swept the Lakers, right? They swept the Lakers. They beat who they beat the first. They beat the OKC Thunder in the Western Conference Finals in 5. I forgot who they beat in the first round, but Dirk in that run, that fadeaway is hitting up the net all playoff.
When LeBron James got to Miami and he said, "How many are you going to win? Not 3, not 4, not 5." How many people held that against him after year 1?
They still do.
You think they still do?
Oh yeah. Well, nah,
not
5, probably.
Not 6.
But they held it against him, no doubt.
I mean,
no
people,
doubt.
I felt like people were coming down. They were like, J.J. Barea is the greatest, right? That whole series. Gosh, I felt like karma did, like, hang over all of them.
And LeBron, he's shrinking. Remember that game 4?
Yeah, he kept passing the
he
ball.
Had like 8-8-8. And it was like, what is going on with him? And I think he said something like, man, I came out there on the court and I saw all the cameras and it was just too much. And that's what he told everybody after the series. Well, I get to wake up to my life and you got to wake up to your lives.
God.
Your miserable lives.
That was,
or something like that.
Was it, you remember the line he had? I think it was in the 2015 finals where he's like, you know, I got to rally these guys. I'm the greatest player in the world. I got to win this series. Like, hearing that one, like when the Warriors beat him after he said that, like, yeah, that karmically felt very good to make happen.
Boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let's go. What else do we have here? Nope, not going to read that. Not going to read that one. Oh, here's a good one. As we sift through some of these texts, Comcast Business text line. Best one has to be Suns Mavericks. Devin Booker taking a crap. Ended up losing in the playoffs to the Dallas Mavericks. Remember that? When the second round series, Devin and them were talking. They were talking that talk. And Luka walked off the court in game 5 and said, huh, you talk when you win, huh? Okay, we'll see. Talk when you win.
There's the meme of him just smiling. Yes. Just looking over, zooming on the game picture, 7. Smiling at Devin Booker.
While they're up 30 at the half. Up 30 at the half. Unbelievable. Max and Concord. Max and Concord has one.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love your show. I just wanted to talk about, as a Raider fan, man, karma, the biggest karma is leaving the Oakland Coliseum to go to Vegas now, and they are just killing the other team's fans are just killing us in attendance, bro. It's so sad, and it's like, damn, if that's not karma, I don't know what is, man. Seeing that is that sucks, but yeah, that's karma for you right there, man.
Mm. Karma. Karma, karma, karma. Karma, karma, karma. Sports karma.
I mean, the Rudy Gobert one, well, I remember we were in studio, me and Covey, and it was like the world was coming to an end. And like Rudy Gobert is like, yeah, I got Donovan Mitchell sick or whatever. And he started touching all the microphones
and
everything.
All the recorders and stuff.
And like literally within 12 hours, the entire world shut down.
Oh, dude.
Tom Hanks got it, and that's where it started. He was in Australia, had to isolate. I was doing a show with Tim Roy after your guys' show. I was doing the whatever it was, Beyond the Arc.
Beyond the Arc.
Yeah, we were doing that.
You were doing it with Tim Roy?
Tim Roy, he was doing a live version because it was during free agency period. Yeah. So he was doing like a free agency reaction or preview.
Was it a Wednesday?
No, that was a free agency when COVID hit.
No, it was the middle of the season.
Because they were going to play the Brooklyn Nets in front of nobody. Yeah, Utah just played. Yeah. Zion and Sacramento were getting ready to play. I was loading up the bet on that game.
We're going to start canceling some games.
Right.
NCAA the next day was like, no, we're going to keep playing.
Yeah, they played a couple conference tournament games, and then they finally canceled. But no, it was middle of the season because I just went to a Clippers Warriors game.
It was All-Star break then. All-Star
No.
It was March.
No, it was. So I just went to a Clippers Warriors game. Bob Myers hooked me up with some seats, and Kawhi and them beat the Warriors by like 30. And then a couple days later, that's when everything shut down because they're going to play the Brooklyn Nets on a Thursday. Whitley and I are going to go with no fans in the stands. They're going to say, yeah, we're going to play this game in an empty gym.
March 12th,
yep.
Our boy who we've had on the show, Sam Quinn, Rudy Gobert could have potentially spread the disease he reportedly tested positive for 2 days later. And it shows him touching all the microphones and everybody is concerned. And Dave Fox from Fox 2 says, take note, hashtag, coronavirus, hashtag. I mean, just insane. Wow.
Oh, boy. Unbelievable. Wow. Nick in Berkeley has a good one. Nick in Berkeley.
When Joe Montana came back from his back injury and had to sit there in the second half of the game while Steve Young pissed it away, we lost in the playoffs, and then he went to Kansas City the next year. That was the ultimate to me, man. That still hurts me. And then also, one time when I was watching the Cal game, when Harbaugh was coaching Stanford, he was up by like 4 touchdowns and decides he wants to run in and score with like a minute left in the game. He did a swing pass to his tight end. He got hit and blew his ACL right there, up 4 touchdowns, trying to score. I was like, Harbaugh, you are such an idiot. The kid was a senior, dude. That was on Harbaugh.
Oh my God. Dude, there's another one. I see Martin Gramatica tear his ACL while celebrating. And I actually thought about that one, but I said, that's not fair because he was celebrating a kick.
But it wasn't a game winner.
It wasn't a game winner. It just happened to land wrong and he tore his ACL and was never the same.
How about this one from the 510? Guru getting eliminated first at the 95-7 The Game knockout basketball game.
I lost. I'm out.
For talking up his skills.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's pretty funny.
That is funny. That is funny. He got knocked out. Here, you got it? You got it, Spadone? You got it, Spadone?
This is the official 95-7 The Game knockout round. Guru at the foul line.
So, Steiny, I don't know if you know Keith Mr. Jennings. He
remember, you only have 10 seconds to shoot the free throw.
Be quiet. Be quiet, Steiny. Here we go.
All right, Guru's shot is up. It misses.
You gotta get it, Guru.
It misses, and the other guy has made it. And Guru is eliminated. Daryl the Guru Johnson has been eliminated. He's been eliminated.
I lost. I'm out.
Daryl the Guru Johnson has been eliminated.
I'm out.
It's the greatest Steiny minute and a half in the history of his radio career. Give it to me one more time. He is on.
This is the official 95-7 The Game knockout round. Guru at the foul line.
So, Steiny, I don't know if you know Keith Mr. Jennings. He
remember, you only have 10 seconds to shoot the free throw.
Be quiet. Be quiet, Steiny. Here we go.
All right, Guru's shot is up. It misses.
You got to get it, Guru.
It misses, and the other guy has made it. And Guru is eliminated. Daryl the Guru Johnson has been eliminated. He's been eliminated.
I lost. I'm out.
You can hear the smile.
Daryl the Guru Johnson has been eliminated.
I'm out.
Oh, he was hurt.
God, that's so good. I love you, Guru.
He was wearing jeans on the court. Like, we're talking karma. That you kind of bring that karma on yourself when you bring jeans.
My favorite is like every few months when he tweets at Willard, like you could get this bucket or whatever, and it's him like scoring a basket on Willard, and Willard always replies with like, "I didn't even know we were playing." It's just so funny,
dude.
That's the happiest Steiny's ever been, by the way.
Dude, it's that was a funny time.
Scottie Pippen sitting out the last play while Kukoc hits the game winner. That's a good one.
That's a very good one. That's a very, very good one. Here's a good sports karma story. I forgot the exact year, but it was a Giants game in April, early 2000s, when they celebrated Rich Aurelia for his off-the-field work, and he hits a home run, a walk-off home run in the rain on his night. Such a cool memory seeing that live for my birthday. So karma can work in different ways. Could work in different ways. What about Drew Brees blowing out his shoulder while playing for the Chargers? Ends up having to move on to the Saints, and they win the Super Bowl. And how about the karma of him going down to Miami, Saban's like, oh, we're about to get Drew Brees. He's visiting New Orleans. Sean Payton's in the car. They make a wrong turn, and they basically go into the no man's land in New Orleans. And Payton's like, I just lost Drew Brees. And Brees and his wife, I forget her name. They don't know the name, Mrs. Brees. I always like to get their but anyway.
Mrs. Brees.
They're like,
you gotta Google it.
We actually like this area. We could do a lot. We could do a lot for this community. And it actually worked out in Sean Payton's favor. So that is a good one. He ends up winning the Super Bowl.
Bonte, I'm ready to ask you some Warrior questions.
One last one. Damon is Aliandro. Damon is Aliandro. Get him on her.
Hey, Damon.
Hey, Bonte. Hey. I just want to add that the 49ers have not won a Super Bowl since Eddie D got expelled. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, hey, something went wrong. Something went haywire since old Jed got the team, or is it just karma? I don't know. That's all I'll add.
Unfortunate, that's for sure.
Yeah, so unfortunate, but they've been close. It's tough for me to say it's karma. They've been knocking on the door, man. How about players just execute? Is that karma?
I mean, we've been to three in the last 15 years. It's just, God. All right, to the Warriors.
Yeah, try to sound happy about it.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG FM in AC1 San Francisco.